Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're going to call the 2-minute warning. They're going to say it was no play. Eagles stop them once. Can they stop them again?
Oh, what a moment. What a moment in the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. Great Merrill Reese call with that dummy Barry Switzer running the same play again. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get you with a same game parlay, and we got to pick a winner here in this segment for our giveaway. Grand prize coming up in a couple weeks. The ultimate tailgate giveaway and some great qualifying prizes today. Back to the phones. Eagles-Cowboys, and your reaction to all the Jalen Hurts stuff, which certainly seems like it's a developing story here. Corey in North East Philadelphia. Hey, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Corey? How you doing?
Good. So, first of all, I just want to say that, I think it's a lock. We win on Sunday, but these injuries got me a little worried. You got Jalen, you got AJ, you got Devontae with a hamstring. Saquon said he was banged up, so I think it's going to be closer than a blowout, but I definitely think we win the game.
Yeah, well, the injuries are certainly, they're giving me a little bit of pause, right? Because you're right. Yesterday, Devontae, hold on.
A little bit of trepidation.
Not trepidation, but a little pause. I mean, I do think they're all going to play, Corey, but it's definitely worth monitoring as we start to watch the beginning of the game Sunday, how they all look.
Yeah, and let me just say, I got a brother-in-law that's a Dallas fan.
Oh, no.
And usually we bet on the game every time, and like Christmas, one of us will wear the opposing jersey, the loser. He won't even bet me. Not even with me giving him points, he won't bet me. So
wow.
That just shows you where they're at.
He won't even take 7 at home? I mean, that's he knows his team stinks. I mean, that's what that tells you.
Yeah.
Corey, what do you got for us? Rivalry.
Good versus evil.
It's kind of vague, but it's all right.
No, but it's the root of all rivalries,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
In every rivalry, Corey, we appreciate it. In every rivalry, there's a good side and a bad side, depending on someone's perspective.
Yeah, it's a little bit subjective, isn't it? You don't know who's good, who's evil.
Yeah,
all the time.
It all depends. Yeah.
But, all right, but any rivalry I throw at you, you probably have a side that you probably lean towards. So that's the good versus the bad.
Subjective. Yeah.
It is subjective, mm-hmm. But isn't it the root of all rivalries, good versus evil? Because each side thinks the other one is the evil one, and they're the good one.
Yeah,
like when you say who's winning, the good guys or the bad guys, right? It's not no one's ever really a bad guy.
My good guys,
your good guys versus my good. I get it. All right, it's kind of subjective. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good,
what's
Andy.
Up,
hey, I forgot Kyle to apologize to you when we were on the phone earlier for the pants down, paddling your pink little ass last night.
Oh, wow. That's very graphic.
You know what? Shut up. I was going to ask what happened, and I figured, I'm going to let this one go.
Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow.
Wait.
Dude, he had a 50-point night.
You had Jamar Chase. You have Jamar Chase in our league.
I was going against
Chase. What did he have last night? Like 40?
50.
50?
He had 50 something.
I had him in another league, and I was so excited. 40. And I looked over, and I'm like, oh, I'm also getting dogged by him.
So are we saying that that Jamar Chase might outscore Hugh's whole team this whole
probably.
Week?
Probably.
Wow.
I caught a stray. I just caught a stray.
You can't do too many fantasy football leagues, man.
Because you're rooting for the same guy.
Well, it's like, what do I do?
Yeah. It's a good point. And where's your team right now, Andy? You're near the top?
I'm in second place, yeah.
Oh, you're Ron Mexico.
Yeah, I needed that. I think I'm third or fourth or something. So I kind of needed this one.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
You got a whole Sunday, buddy.
We have a whole block of teams at 5-4. This playoff race is going to be good. And then we have a couple teams at 2-7. You know who those teams are?
I have no clue.
Okay.
You're not actually in last place.
Lance is beneath you. Yeah, you know that.
Lance is a disaster.
Lance is actually, to be fair to Hugh, two teams have scored less points than him this season.
You know what? I've been real quiet in this whole conversation, but I still keep catching strays. And I still keep getting brought up in this conversation.
You're part of the league. We're all in the same league.
Do you want us to ignore you?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just catching strays. I ain't even saying nothing. I'm trying to be quiet as I can, but I'm still catching them. No problem.
All right, Andy, what are you thinking today on the Eagles?
So, well, I think, first of all, that you're sensational sprinkles is your new, my new name for you now.
Is it Jimmy's or sprinkles?
No, you're sprinkles.
Okay.
So, actually, I think you guys should, instead of having the field of 64 for Hugh, just have, you know, you two on either side. But Hugh will definitely win. It doesn't matter.
Well, of course. I mean, there's so many Hughes. We've lost track at this point.
Anyway, not worried about Jalen's ankle. I imagine that they were all tweaked up a little bit at this point. But, Hugh, I kind of had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
As a player, did you ever find yourself looking ahead of the next game? I mean, I can't imagine those guys were looking ahead of the game at hand.
Nah, not when it comes to this division. Like, the thing that I hated was, like, when we had division games back-to-back.
Coming up?
Yeah, man, because, like, mentally, like, it was more of the mental drain. And especially one on such a short rest. Yeah, that's the one that kind of got me. So you're looking at it like, damn. You know,
so you're looking at the next game.
Well, when you say look at it, it's just like, you know that you got two division games back-to-back.
Like, it's in the back of your mind.
Yeah, not like I'm like, oh, I'm going to play the – we're looking past the Cowboys to play the Commodores. No, it was like, damn.
Yeah.
I got the Cowboys, and damn, we got the Commodores. It's like more than that than anything.
So, yeah, I just can't imagine professional athletes would do that. And as a fan, I mean, you brought up the one earlier. I hate when people are like, you know, Tampa, they can't win in the cold, and then they beat us. And then last year, not this past year, but the year before, Diamondbacks, they can't beat us at home.
Mm-hmm.
And when the whole fan base gets like that, I get leery, because it's just, I hate facing backup quarterbacks, first of all. For some reason, it just always is, like, spooky to me. But, yeah, I don't think they're going to lose, but I don't think we can just assume it's a win.
That's yeah, I don't think they're going to lose either.
Joe's being sensational, just trying to get a conversation.
Well,
going
no, I'm just excited. I'm ready for the. To be fair, Andy, I've been looking past the Cowboys since August when I tried to tell everyone the Commanders were a threat, and then everyone was like, "No, it's the Cowboys." I just don't think the Cowboys are any good, Andy. And without Dak, yeah, I think they're bad.
But that's the thing, is why not? I guess it's just the difference between me and you, or the way we're talking, but I can't wait for this game alone, just because it's going to be so much fun. So I'm not even thinking about Washington at this point. I think this is going to be a blast.
Yeah, well, it should be. All right, Andy, what do you got for us in terms of great rivalries? What's your answer?
Okay, so I'm going probably specifically for Hugh, but Boss Hogg and the Duke boys.
That's a good one.
It's a good one, Andy.
That's a good one. We're starting to think outside the box.
Yeah, and good call, Andy. I would say over the last hour plus, the answers have really picked up. I mean, we got some good ones here, you know, in the last few minutes. All right, Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley is up. Hey, Ziggy.
Yo.
Ziggy.
You.
Zig, Kyle. What's up,
all
man?
Right. Yeah, Dallas sucks. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's start off this Friday the right way. Joe, I want to thank you for finally ending what was sometimes an almost violent debate, much maligned. Everyone's always arguing. This week, you're kind of not overlooking Dallas, but you're not concerned because in so many words, you said, well, you hope and expect coach to do his job, get
yes,
the team ready.
I do.
You finally admitted what his job is. He gets them ready mentally, emotionally, physically. And you admitted it. I want to thank you, so we can move on now. Now we know what coach does.
All right. I think we all should feel better now, right, Ziggy?
Okay.
Now we got a game to win on Sunday and then a bigger one to win on Thursday.
All right. Take the records and throw them out the window, and what you have left is a divisional dogfight. It's been that way, I can remember, all the way back to, like, the 60s. It's always been ugly. we're going to win, but it's going to be a tough fight. I don't think we're going to dominate as far as scoring goes, but we are going to dominate. We're going to dominate physically and mentally. And my pick for opposite.
Mm-hmm. No, opposite. Rivals.
Well, rivals. It's a more positive universal. Yin and yang.
Yin and yang is a
Say
good one.
Say that in the meeting this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah,
yin and
you
yang.
Did. Ziggy, yeah. That's a really good one. All right, yin and yang. I mean, we've gotten some like all-time rivalries. Like, that stand the test of time. They don't just go away. I mean, some of these, you know, like... Like Celtics Sixers is a good one, but it goes in waves, right? Yin and yeah. Yang is every single day. That's part of life. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce.
All right. Good afternoon, Hugh, Joe, and Kyle and the crew.
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Bruce. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. I can't call it. I'm looking definitely looking forward to the game, no doubt, this Sunday. But I got some trepidation, Joe. I mean, you're kind of going way out there a little bit too much. But I mind it for slightly a different reason now, and especially after hearing the injury report. Mm-hmm. You know, here's some other dynamics with that game. Despite what we're looking at on paper, I think the injuries hopefully will be a minor impact at best. But I think that, you know, because this – you think that Dallas is going to play the hell out of us. They got a lot of problems. It's a division rival, and that defense is dangerous. And it's dangerous enough. They got enough talent on that defense to cause problems with our offense. I don't think that we haven't figured out, and this is my biggest concern, how to get integrated, how to integrate Dotson into the offensive side. That's a problem. And it's a problem that they still haven't addressed yet, and without neither one of the other receivers, we're not even talking about that. They threw him a bone last week. I hope that they get him involved because we need a viable third receiver to offset some of the problems that we got with these injuries. Now, if they don't do that, it's going to be a close game because they're just not going to be able to move the ball. And Barkley he's not 100% either. I think that the defense is going to have a very good game, but I just think that the score is going to be close, and it's just not going to be that simple.
He's with you, Hugh.
No, I that's what I believe, Joe. I believe that this is not going to be easy because of the simple fact it's the Dallas Cowboys. And I know that, you know, Cooper Rush, and everybody wants to make fun of Cooper Rush, but, you know, Cooper Rush has been around for a while, man. He just ain't played a whole lot. He's been around for a while, though.
He's ass.
Yep. And he's not a total dunce either.
No. Nah.
I mean,
yes, he is.
He's done some things, you know. So,
well, he won some low scoring games when he got to play.
He
yeah.
won four games one year,
and he only had one loss
against the Eagles. When he sees green,
and
he cries.
Now,
revenge game.
He's going for the revenge game.
He's gonna get blown out. All right, Bruce.
Sunday.
Tony Romo and Jim Nance. CBS. What about, by the way, this is Jim Nance Romo game.
It's 4 o'clock, right?
The game starts at 4.
4 o'clock game. Cooper Rush.
It's kind of, isn't it weird? It's a CBS game. Like Eagles Cowboys is either, you know, it's primetime Fox or ESPN, or it's Fox or it's ESPN or NBC or whatever for the primetime. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre, Hugh, that it's on CBS.
Yes, it is.
Weird.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah. It's very bizarre. Hugh's doing his voice. All right,
he's going to be stuck in that for the rest of the show.
Bruce, what do you got
it's
for
a bizarre
us?
Coincidence.
What is your rivalry, Bruce?
Oh, rivalry.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
talking about the robbery.
Do you have a famous robbery
that you would like to tell us about?
I think the robbery is going better. Dez caught it.
And Dez Bryant was robbed of the catch.
Right.
All right, Bruce, we got it. I was going to say
terrible answer.
Yeah, it's not going to work here.
Talking about.
If I were to say robberies, I would say Tobias Harris robbing the Sixers. Some would say Hugh Douglas robbing the Jaguars. I mean, these are things.
Does Hugh do anything?
His robbery was way greater than one that I ever had.
His robbery was the greatest.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I like how at 1:40, Bruce just has his own side topic, and he doesn't give us
that. That's all right. It happens sometimes. It's Friday, too.
The fun part is he didn't pivot to ours.
He said, I'm sticking with my guns here.
It's like a kid prepping for the wrong test. Well, I'm going to take this test. Like, I'm going to answer
Herb
these
does
answers.
That all the time.
Yeah,
though.
That's true. He does. All right. Can we get to a little parlay here, Hugh?
Well, we got a parlay. Well, you know it's in my parlay.
I mean, this is your thing now.
Yeah.
We do it every single week over at FanDuel Sports. We put up a parlay for the Eagles and this week against the Dallas Cowboys. All right. So I think it's time we hit one of these. And
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's like this feels like
you mean,
the week.
And y'all ain't hit one yet. I've hit a parlay and y'all haven't.
No, we hit the first one of the year, didn't we?
Okay, I'm saying. But y'all ain't hit one since then. So I hit the last one.
Hold on a second.
What are you talking about?
You're part of these. When you say y'all didn't, but I did. You were part of this.
Are you changing a leg behind our back?
No, I'm just
saying. Oh, don't do it again.
I was just saying. I'm talking about my eight-leg parlay I hit a few weeks ago.
I kind of like what Hugh just last seconds like. No.
Oh, he's going to do it again. There's no question.
No, I'm not. I promise. I won't do it again.
Yeah, we'll see.
I had a Coach Sirianni moment. I didn't pay attention.
Hugh, we'll start with you. Give us a touchdown prop you want to put in.
You know the one that I always want to put in.
Go ahead.
Anytime touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
All right, I like it. Anytime touchdown, Saquon. All right, let's do the touchdowns first, and then we'll throw one more in there. I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts. Let's keep things simple. I know he's dealing with an ankle. He'll probably rush for a touchdown because he does it almost every week. Every time they show the graphic, he's climbing in the all-time rankings for rushing touchdowns for a quarterback. Is Cam the only one above him now? I think it might just be Cam. Or he's getting close to number two if he's not there already. Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown. Kyle, you got a touchdown for us?
I do, and I know you guys really want to hit this parlay. Not if I have anything to say about it, baby.
No.
Eagles defense is going to score a touchdown this week. Let's put it in again.
I actually kind of like it. Backup quarterback. They should be up in the game, so the backup quarterback has to throw. And they're getting a lot of turnovers lately. It does feel like they're due. Who's the guy, though? Who's returning a pick for a
Quinion,
touchdown?
Quinion, pick six.
N'Kobe
D. He's going to get on the board, baby. N'Kobe just had his moment.
You know, no, but he needs to have another one.
I got one for you guys. Sack, fumble, recovery, touchdown.
Bryce Huff.
Cooper DeJean.
No,
Cooper,
Bryce Huff.
Stop.
I like that.
Cooper. Yeah. Off the edge.
Corner blitz.
Love he it. Sacks rush. Oh, Cooper versus Cooper. He takes down the other Cooper.
Cooper on Cooper crime.
He takes the ball.
That don't even sound like that's going to be a thing, though. But okay.
Oh, it's a touchdown.
Yeah, we can go with that.
All right.
I feel like Bryce Huff is going to have a breakout game.
Because
his hand is all rested up. Was he on the injury report for this week?
That's a good question. Hand? I didn't see him.
His hand wasn't on there.
Yeah. He's back. We're saved.
Man, Cooper. Bryce Huff going to have two sacks this week.
What's their excuse going to be when he doesn't get many snaps this week? Because it's not the hand anymore.
Well, they'll just find different ways to tell us these things.
It was hot. It was hot in Dallas.
It's hot. It's November.
No, he's going to get two sacks this weekend. I'm going to book that. Let me. That this is the first. I'm going to do this side bet so that y'all don't think I'm trying to undermine. I'm going to do the two sack game for Bryce Huff.
Dude, if they tell us it's hot.
It's going to be 68 degrees at kickoff.
That's a little
hot.
You had somebody say they were tired. Why not hot? It's too. Why you come out of the game? Oh, it was too hot. It was too hot.
And this is our $51 million pass. All right, so we got three touchdowns in. Eagles defense, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley. All right, what if we – so I think this is going to be a big win for the Eagles. So you know what I'm willing to do? Something that I don't usually like.
What you about to do,
well,
man?
Well, Kyle always likes these alt spreads, right? He likes to try to beat the bookmakers.
Who's the Colquhoun alternate spread.
Yeah. I mean, the bookmakers, their whole job is to do this.
Kyle they have no idea what they're talking
Kyle
about.
Kyle thinks he could beat them. So I actually think this might be a week we can beat the bookmakers. So the line on the game is 7. What do we think about an alternate spread here?
So the interesting thing is if you look at the Eagles and Cowboys team totals for scoring – it would suggest that the Eagles are a 9-point favorite in the game because they are projected 26.5 points. Cowboys are projected 17.5 points.
26.5 minus 17.5 is 9.
Good job.
Okay, we got that.
Proud of you.
So that would mean they would cover, if they cover that, an 8.5 point spread.
Yeah.
So, right. Well, let's do it. All right, so put an 8.5 in there on an alt spread. So here's the parlay for Sunday. Eagles -8.5. Saquon anytime touchdown. Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. Eagles defense anytime touchdown. That comes to a 27-1 parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. I know Hugh's putting his own side bets in there with Bryce Huff.
No, I'm rolling with y'all this week. I'm definitely going to do the Bryce Huff two-sack.
Don't
two
you
sack
roll
game.
With us every week? This well, is no, our definitely parlay. This week.
No, because there was some speculation, some reckless speculation whether or not I was rolling with y'all. I am.
Yeah, so I'm
confirming. I am a team player. Mm. But I'm going to put this $2 Bryce Huff.
You know what this is?
Two-sack game in.
Hugh, three weeks into his betting career, thinks he knows more than us about this.
I do not think that.
I think you do. You with that 8-leg parlay, like, I don't need these guys anymore.
Yeah, I can do this on my own.
He's transcended us.
Yeah, all right.
Too big.
Some of these parlays I put in the other day that I'm putting in way too many legs. Yeah. Take some of the legs out.
I could have told you that.
Got way too many legs. Way too many legs.
You'll learn one day, Grasshopper.
Degenerate Douglas is taking over. All right, let's go to Max in Delaware. Hey, Max.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Max?
Oh, man, not a whole lot. So, look, I don't need, like, a blowout from the Eagles this weekend whatsoever. I would just really like to see them play a complete game, smart decisions on third downs. You know, they're just kind of seem like they're finding their stride to me, so they don't need the extra pressure of everybody thinking this has to be a blowout. You know, play a good game, solid game. I don't care if it's by 3 points, 7 points. I'm thinking like 20-27 Eagles and just good, smart football. I mean, what's a blowout really? I mean, what's it going to tell us anyway if they do it? I mean, that's the thing.
You know what's funny about this conversation, Max, because you said smart football twice. That's all that anybody wants at this point. Because we've seriously.
Just don't be dumb, please.
Think yeah. about it. We've gotten to the point where you talk about coping, Joe. We just want a game where we're not questioning some of the calls that were made during the course of the game. You know how hard that's going to be? And you want blowouts.
I do. You know what it's almost like? What you guys are describing is almost like when you say to someone, just don't embarrass me out there.
That's it. That's
just,
what you say. Just don't embarrass me. That's what you say to your kids when you know they're about to act up. Somebody, listen, don't you get in this store and embarrass
that's
me.
That's it. That's us, the Sirianni. Don't you dare embarrass us in Dallas.
Don't you get in and act as the damn fool. You ain't getting nothing. Don't ask for nothing. Like,
I'm not quite that bad with it. You know, I think that they are a good team, and I think they really are just finding their stride with Kellen Moore and Hurts, and of course now we're finding out that Hurts has been a little bit hurt, no pun intended, but so yeah, I don't need a blowout. The last thing we need is Hurts going down there with this pressure on his shoulders of like, oh, I gotta ball out, go crazy, be a hero, because I need to blow out the Cowboys and Cooper Rush, and the next thing you know, he's hurt for real. So,
well, I agree with that. Yeah, let's be cautious about it. All right, Max, give us a great rivalry here.
All right, Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward.
Whew, that's a good one. I mean, Max, we've thrown some. I would say the last good one there, Max. Gatti and Ward. All right, so we got one more. Let's grab one more, and then we will pick a winner for today. Mike in Washington Township. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's
good,
going
Mike.
On, man?
Joe, I agree with you. I want to see a blowout this week, and I got a personal reason on my plate.
What do you got?
I want to blow out. Mm-hmm. So my sister's boyfriend is also a Dallas fan, and it gets even worse because somehow, some way, he's also a Mets fan.
Well, you got to. So, I mean, I don't want you to get in the way of love, but you might have to tell your sister that they can change here.
So I need this blowout because I can't take it anymore. I can't take any of the smack talk.
Oh, he's talking smack to you?
Well, I mean, the Mets beat the Phillies. He's had a whole month on him here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, nice
and Mike, I don't know how you're following this, but it seems like the Mets are the front runners for Soto. So we got that nonsense going on too. So Mike, you need a win on Sunday, like more than any of us.
I'm not happy about it. I need this desperately, guys.
All right, Eagles, if you're listening, Mike needs this one. All right, Mike, what do you got for us? Great rivalry.
All right, I think this one's going to win. Not going to lie, I got Sirianni versus field goals.
Oh, it's a good one.
No, that one, that ain't gonna win.
What do you mean that's not gonna win? That's a big one, Mike. I like that.
You like that one? Y'all like
that? Appreciate it, Mike.
It's Sirianni and taking the points, man.
I mean, the theme of the week.
That's such an Eagles fan phone call right there.
Yeah, I thought that was the best rivalry that I had in my head. Nobody said.
What was it?
King Kong Godzilla.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
was a haymaker.
Somebody said
left
Batman.
Board?
Somebody said Batman and Joker. Joker.
Someone got the Jedi and the Sith was a good one.
That was a good one.
The Hatfields and McCoys was very good.
Very, very good.
That was kind of the top of my head before our last caller there.
I do like the Sirianni and taking
it
the
It does
points,
fit the theme
man.
Of the week, doesn't it?
I mean, you know, majority rules on this show. I mean, I'm okay with it. Yeah. I'm okay with it if that's the one you want to go with.
Like, if you polled 100 people in Philadelphia right now, you said, what's the biggest rivalry that comes to mind? Sirianni versus the points feels like the biggest rivalry.
Yeah, you might be right.
Well, I mean, think about the whole week. We yelled about a coach that's 6-2 and has won four straight games. All right, let's do it. Siri just went off because I was talking about Sirianni. All right, let's do it.
You know what? I got nervous. I thought it was my phone.
It's usually you. It usually is you. All right, here we go with Mike. I think we do, Mike.
I think we have to.
All right. Plus, he's in a bad way right now, right? The sister's boyfriend.
Trying to make him feel better.
Trolling him at the Mets and the Soto thing, and now you got the Cowboys game on Sunday. All right, Mike, you're the winner today. You are part of our grand prize giveaway. You're entered to win our ultimate tailgate giveaway, Hugh Douglas, which is he's deemed the biggest prize in the history of
ever.
Ever. And, you know, I've never chronicled that, but it feels like there's been a lot of big prizes given out in the world. But this one's a big one. It's called ComboCon, the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway. So everyone's, if you're a winner in the next couple of weeks, like Mike is today, entered for a chance to win the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, Gerhard Smoker, and 55-inch TV. All right, Hugh. Final thoughts here on the Cowboys and the Eagles. We'll be on 1 o'clock Sunday for the
1 o'clock
the pregame show.
Pregame.
But Hugh Douglas, are you now after 4 hours of hearing, you know, people try to tell you the truth on this? Are you ready to say this is going to be a blowout?
No, it's not going to be a blowout. It's going to be a win. Definitely going to be a win. I feel like the Eagles are going to win. It's not going to be a blowout though.
Guaranteed?
I think that we'll be sweating.
Guaranteed win.
This game. Guaranteed win. See, wait a minute. I just told you it was going to be a win. Now you put me a pressure on me talking about guarantee. I'm not guaranteeing nothing. I'm waiting for the all music. You ain't gonna
come
give
on,
me all.
Hugh.
No,
come on, Hugh.
I'm not guaranteeing it. Thank you. I was so waiting for that.
I'll find one last gasp.
It's unbelievable. Like, even you would think the studio audience here would get push you over the top to do it.
No, I'm not doing
just
it.
Just disappointing all those
peer
people.
Pressure. See, you know peer what? Pressure. I think you now like you like the O.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think you'd like to disappoint the studio audience because it's your. I think you'd like that drop.
Yeah, I do. I do like the awe. The awe is funny.
Wait a second. Is Hugh turning heel? Is that what I'm hearing here?
A little bit heel. No, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, sometimes disappointment's a part of life. I think a lot of times, you know, people want to be, you know, they want to be coddled and told what they want to hear. Like my man Terrence this morning. Like, I tried to tell Terrence this morning. Like, I'm invoking Terrence's name. Terrence, don't be mad because I'm right, dog. Like, he didn't give me nothing. He was just, he didn't want to hear what I had to say.
All right, cut him off. I told you so, Douglas snuck back in.
I'm just saying.
You guys have
a great weekend. And Terrence is my man.
You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Sunday for the pregame.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.